the Zoo Crew with Darren and Sarah B.
Are you out of your mind?
Spin.
Southwest.
Hey, great, thank you. Lovely to be speaking to you.
It's Friday. Any big plans for the weekend? What are you up to right now?
Well, I can see people in the pub outside my window, and they look like they're having a great time. So maybe after this, I'll go join them.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be super. Do you live, like, in central London?
Yeah, I live sort of East London, so over that way. But it's one thing I love about this kind of time of year is people stood outside the pub, you know. I find it a very exciting thing.
I know.
People are just, it just feels like anything's possible, you know, when people are stood outside the pub.
Yes, they go for a wet lunch and just don't return to the office. It is a problem. Do you enjoy that party lifestyle? Because I'm going to talk about the new single very soon, but you've been on the go kind of since 2009, 2010. And when you start out like that, I'd say it's just crazy. It's partying every night. Has it slowed down since, or are you still enjoying every single night?
I think you get into the rhythm of it a bit as time goes on, you know. I think when we first started, you assume that one day the parties are going to end, or it's just going to be over. So you just think, well, let's just do everything at once. And then gradually, as time goes on, you go, oh, they're not going to end, so maybe I need to just slow down a little bit. So, I still like enjoying myself, and there's always an excuse, but it's... you pick your battles now.
Do you think it has an effect on your performance? Because some people can go out all night and they're perfect the next day, you'd never know it. And I don't know, we had Ollie Mars on there a while ago, and he was saying that if he goes out, he's right off for days.
Yeah, I mean, that often happens. But I think that, for me, I love what I do. I love making music. I love being in the studio. And if I'm too hungover and I can't work, I hate it. You know, I don't really... That's miserable for me. So it's I think it's finding that balance is important. But it's also nice to switch off, you know. I think when your job is, I say job is not really a job, but when you do what I do, it's a bit consuming sometimes. So it's quite nice to have a bit of a break from your own brain.
What is your favourite part of the process of creating a song? Is it the production part in the studio? Is it the end product of performing it live? Which is your favourite part?
Oh, well, I guess it's not a great answer, but they both have different merits, you know. I think when you make the song, you get excited. It's really fun in the studio. And then you can often sort of forget about it a little bit. And then when you go on tour, it comes alive again because you sort of see it in a different light and you sort of hear it being sung back to you and see what it means to people. And I think that's a really special moment because you're sort of sharing that moment with other people, and that's what's really powerful. So it worked in two stages really, which is nice because you get that, you constantly learn, and I constantly learn about old songs, you know, songs that we released like 5-6 years ago. Every time we play them, I still love it. I never get bored of playing songs because they take on a new life every time you go on stage, which is it's exciting.
Is there kind of a genre of music at the minute or an act that you're like, oh, we should do something like that, or we would like to maybe collaborate with them? Because I know you've worked with like Calvin Harris and Alesso before and stuff like that. Is there someone out there at the minute that you're like, oh, that could be a cool collab?
Yeah, that's interesting. I really like, I love Sia. I really love... I just think she's just one of a kind, you know. I think I always love her voice and there's a similar passion in a lot of her music to what we do. So, I mean, that would be fantastic, yeah.
Yes, get on the phone to her manager quick.
Hopefully, I'll try.
That'd be nice. Let's talk about Beautiful Ones. I actually was just watching the video before I was chatting to you there, and it's a really cool video. Who came up with the idea for it?
We came up with it as we wrote the song. That often happens, you know, as we're making the music, the idea for the video comes up around about the same time. And the song's a powerful sort of pop song about being an individual and being yourself and things like that. And the video, I guess, it's quite intense and quite dark, but it's a way of showing, I guess, the struggle that some people have just to be themselves. You know, I think that's what gives it a really powerful message. So it was, and it seems to have had a great effect. You know, the reaction's been great and seems to have sort of like touched a lot of people, which has been really positive. You know, that's the best you can ask for.
Well, it's a really cool single. We're going to play it in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk about you guys around Europe. I mean, you've got crazy fans in Europe, a huge, huge following. Where's kind of your favourite country to play?
Eastern Europe's a really good place to go. They're very passionate, very sort of loud fans. Russia, very loud fans. It sort of differs really everywhere we go. It's a different type of crowd, but I think what sort of unites a lot of our fans is that they're quite similar. They're always quite sort of passionate.
And any plans kind of for more live shows? I know you've got a few coming up, but kind of this side of the pond in Ireland, have you plans to visit here anytime soon?
Oh, I would love to. We've not been for a while. We've done festivals and stuff there, and we did a show in Dublin a few years ago, but we... Yeah, hopefully this time around we'll get a chance to come again in one way or another. You know,
amazing.
The shows were so good last time.
You work very closely, obviously, with Adam in the band as well.
Yeah.
How long have you been friends in total?
Oh, like 11 years.
Okay,
and obviously 11, 12 years, and we just started working together straight away. So we were workmates before we sort of became friends, which was strange. And then so we've got to know each other over the years.
And you travel together. You know, you're living out of each other's pockets quite a.
Yeah.
Large amount of the year. Has he got any habits that you're just like, oh, for God's sake, Adam, would you leave it?
No, I think I'm the one with the bad habits that annoy him, you know. I think the one thing is when you spend that much time with somebody and you have that many memories together, you sort of just learn to be in each other's company. Like, we spend pretty much every day either working together or traveling, you know. So after all that time, we can sit on a four hour car journey and not speak, you know, because it's fine, you know, we're very comfortable with each other.
That's always a great sign that you're comfortable with someone if you can be completely silent with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than like making an awkward conversation about weather and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I'm the awkward conversation guy, that's for sure.
Thanking people coming out of the lift. That's my guilt thing there. Thank you so much, Lucas. Theo, thank you so much for coming on this Friday evening, talking to us here on The Zoo Crew. We're going to play your new single right now, Beautiful Ones, and you're always welcome back here, okay?
Alright, lovely, thank you, Greg, BJ. Enjoy your Friday night, everybody.
The Zoo Crew with Darren and Sarah B.
Are you out of your mind?
Spin
Southwest.